I'm just phoning to congratulate you.
Yes, sir.
On a decision about that girl who couldn't write the exam.
Yes.
I've read it in the paper. Apparently she has an afro or something.
Yes.
And I just think it's a fantastic decision because you can't have people writing exams who look absolutely ridiculous.
Yes. You're saying it's the right thing to do.
The right thing to do, 100%.
All right. Thank you very much for that support.
Yeah, because these kids sometimes just think they can do anything. And I mean, this black girl now, she was told to make her hair straighter.
Uh-huh.
Or to relax it.
Mm.
Do you know what happened? Has she done that? Did the girl actually finally relax her hair and make herself look more decent?
No, she didn't.
She didn't. So now?
That is what all this fuss is about.
Okay.
And eventually, with the department, we were instructed now, because, you know, our department is our boss, we instructed that we should now, for the period, until the task team comes up with some guidelines, we should now just not worry about hair.
So now she's allowed to write?
She's allowed to write, yeah.
But how are the other kids supposed to see past her with that bloody afro?
Yeah, you see, that is the problem. And for practical reasons, we've said, and for also, as you said, for neatness purpose.
Yeah.
You know, it's neat. It doesn't go with a uniform.
No, and in my opinion, I think the black people who go to school now, they just make their own rules because they just want to make their hair as they want. Dreadlocks, yeah. You name it. Don't you agree? Yeah.
That's because the people in parliament, you know, just do what they wish. And this is what they're following at the moment. No, you're right, sir. And despite having a code of conduct, people are deliberately transgressing.
So,
and it's a code of conduct that they had signed for.
And I mean, in my personal opinion, I live in Richmond Hill, it's very near to you. In my personal opinion, in my workplace, the white people behave better and they follow the code of conduct, whereas the black people are just almost, they want to break the rules on purpose, to push.
Yeah, that's right. It's a deliberate transgression, yes. But let me also say to you, sir, that, you know, 3/4 of my school abide by the code of conduct.
Okay, but are there more blacks or more whites that are abiding? I think more whites.
Majority black kids. No, we're very few. We can probably count on two hands
because
how many white kids here are. Because, however, what I'm saying is that children are there and they do abide by the school rules. And it's the black kids who do abide by the school rules. It's just a handful who want to be objectionable and receive
Is this the black children you're talking about are objectionable?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, it's the black kids who are objectionable. But the majority of them follow what is given to them because they know that it's a school, there must be rules and you must follow the rules. You know, so the blanket statement of everybody not following, all black kids not following the school rules, that is not correct because I can prove it differently because 3/4 of my children follow the school rules. Their hair is neat, their hair is tidy, they are proud of what they look like in their school uniform as well.
Because what they really should be doing is, I think you just shave the daddy girl's hair off.
You know how far that will go.
just shave it off. What will happen then?
Yeah.
Because I see they were bloody toy-toying outside now too. They're bloody toy-toy for everything.
They actually disrupted the school today, yeah. I had to dismiss the school at about 10:30. But I'm going to report to the necessary authorities, you see.
Because now they're saying it's racism and all that rubbish. They always just throw racism at everything.
Exactly. That's a card that they use because they know they're doing the wrong thing and they don't have a cause to fight here. I mean, our school was one of the schools that was the first to transform in South Africa.
What? You know? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, do you know what? Shave that bloody girl's hair off and send her back into school. Stop calling the race card. It pisses me off.
No, it does. No, you're right, sir.
Yeah.
No, but thank you very much for your support.